Good afternoon, everybody. Now, I am asking people to retweet this if they agree with what I'm about to say. If this doesn't get anywhere at this point, then I will completely drop it and I will say no more about it because I have got other things to put my time into. But this is a last call to Flexi on Android, or Flexi to at least help us with an Android app. Now, you may remember the interview that ourselves, as in Blind Tech Support, did with Ionis from Flexi, which was very decent of him to come on and have a frank conversation with us. Now, afterwards, I was speaking to him about the Android platform, and the first thing I gathered that the understanding at Flexi was that we had to double tap a letter before we could actually input it into an edit box, which is not the case, because with certain keyboards, like the Google keyboard, like a lot of keyboards actually out there on the Play Store, and the swipe keyboard, you just find it like you would on iOS, lift your finger, and in it goes. As simple as that. I pointed this out to him and suggested that he actually went and looked at keyboards, and sure enough, after doing so, he realised that what I was saying was true. Now, it is true to say that you cannot touch type quite as quickly on an Android as you can on an iPhone because of Touch and Explore. However, that doesn't mean that we can't have predictions or a Flexi equivalent of the Google keyboard, for example, with given that, you know, that they have a more powerful prediction engine, would not increase our typing speed on Android significantly. Not to mention the fact that it would be across any application that we wanted it to. So my suggestion was that Flexi, now they knew that you didn't have to double tap to put letters in, they could simply make a keyboard like the Google keyboard. And yes, we couldn't type as quickly, but it would be a hell of a lot quicker than what we currently have at the minute. Because the Google keyboard, although it is good, the prediction engine is no way even close to the likes of what Flexi would give us. So he said he would go away. I was promised a beta, and I do have the email to confirm that. And basically, the beta never came. And now, unfortunately, a tweet came last night saying it was not possible to make Flexi work with the Android platform. Now, any of you who know me and know that generally when I say something, it is true. And yes, we cannot have Flexi working exactly like it does on iOS. However, that does not mean that Flexi will not work with TalkBack activated on the platform. And the reason it seems Flexi will not do it is because we won't have quite the speed that we could have if TalkBack made certain changes, which I understand. However, as I've seen them tweeting a lot over the last couple of days, I don't care about breaking world records. I don't want to be a world record typist. I just want to be able to type faster than I can do at present, and Flexi have the ability to very, very easily give us that, and for whatever reason, they don't seem to be interested because it doesn't suit their ideals of what they wanted the keyboard initially to be. And I go back to something that I said when I did the interview, that there's blind all over their website, and there's many ways to skin a cat. They had many workarounds to do on iOS, i.e. turn off VoiceOver in order to get Flexi to work initially. So why won't they skin the cat this way? I also discussed the possibility of being able to cycle through predictions. If you didn't come up with the correct one after hitting spacebar with the volume keys, which it would seem could have been a goer. Or just moving the cursor, whatever. And we know that can be done. Any of us who use Android, that can be done very, very easily. So Flexi, why, oh why, will you not please listen and give us the advantage of your prediction engine? I don't understand. I think, to be quite honest, given that initially One thought we had to double tap a letter, that there's a lot of misunderstandings going on there. And I wonder about the developers on the Android side of things, as far as knowing what is happening with TalkBack is concerned. But I went out of my way to explain how it could be done relatively easily, and you're still not on board with this. Plus, the beta that you promised me within days of sending the email, which was months ago, never came. And I would like to know why, please. Because we deserve accessibility, if at all possible, just like iOS users. So I'm asking iOS, Android, and whatever you use, if you think what I've said is fair, please retweet this, because I want Flexi on Android. And whether it is to Flexi's ideals or not, I want a working product, which is exactly what we could have, and it would be simple.